Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
No Mackie today because balls are in the air.
Because what?
We got a lot of balls in the air. Like, we could have McAfee at some point. We do have Tyler Palko. We're about to have Lee Sterling. And we didn't want to waste Jason's time. But Jason wanted us all to remind you that he's brought to you by Westminster College, where every student accepted for fall 2026 is guaranteed a scholarship. He also wanted us to tell you that the fall open house is on September 20th. And you missed it, and then you should go to westminster.edu for more details because there will be another open house. Save that one. Lee Sterling joins us now. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, guys.
It's Dovember, Lee. Winning week last week for you. Big time Pittsburgh games this weekend in college and pro. We're going to start off, though, with my guys fighting, scratching, clawing, trying to get to bowl eligibility on the road 1 p.m. tomorrow at Arizona State.
Was that you and the pick I saw on social media with your father at the game?
That was me and my father at the game, yes.
Okay, all right.
I thought you were referring maybe, to last night when I took a picture with Ross Hodge, the new basketball coach, and I thought you thought that was my dad. He could be my dad. Love that man.
No. You know, this is an interesting game here. Arizona State, at one time, they could not do anything on offense without their starting quarterback. But all of a sudden, Sims finally starting to get it. I mean, talented. I mean, can run and throw the football probably 75 yards, but hasn't been very accurate. All of a sudden, team seems to be behind him here. Rich Rod's Mountaineers have won two in a row and need a win out here to reach a bowl here. Unfortunately for them, this is also their fourth road game and six chances here. Tough spot here. Key here for Arizona State is, can they run the football? And I think they can. They're averaging 4.8 yards per carry behind Jeff Sims also running here and throwing for 228 and two touchdowns last week against Iowa State. And their special teams have been special of late. Sorry. Hate to say it here, Adam. Arizona State, 34-13.
Yeah. All right, Lee, college game day. Big game for my Pitt Panthers. Notre Dame is coming into town tomorrow, 12 noon kickoff for the Pitt game. Notre Dame giving 11.5 to my Panthers.
Yep, and I think that they might try maybe some trickery, get on top here early. But Notre Dame, I mean, how consistent are they? They've outscored the last six opponents by an average of 26 points per game, even beat a pretty good Notre USC team by double digits. I think Jeremiah Love might go in the top 10, 15 in the draft. He is that good and that dynamic. Reminds me a lot of Jonathan Taylor running the football. TJ Carr just not making mistakes here. Can be tight for a while. Notre Dame pulls away. Don't fall for the trap in the double-digit points. Notre Dame, 35-20.
All right, on to the NFL. The Bills have been disappointing. I mean, that performance last week was atrocious. Meanwhile, the Bucs are in the midst of a very difficult schedule spot for them. Bills given 5.5 against Tampa.
Yeah, and you normally look at the Bucs here. I mean, how good have they been under Todd Bowles here on the road, 13-6 against the spread? But the key to being able to get a bunch of big yard clips here against Buffalo is you got to run that off-tackle zone running play, and that's what Miami did last week. A-Chain over 200 rushing yards, but Tampa doesn't have it. No Bucky Irvin, then they want to throw the football. No Mike Evans, no Chris Godwin. Josh Allen rarely has two bad games in a row. They have a plus 51 scoring margin when they win, average of almost 6 points per game here. I'm looking for a bounce back from Buffalo, 28-20 over Tampa Bay.
All right, Lee, Ravens giving 8.5 to the Browns. Blech.
Here's the problem for the Browns. I mean, Dylan Gabriel's arm just is not good enough. So teams are starting to stack the box here. I think that's what Baltimore will do here. Jets traded top two defensive players for last week, and the Browns only managed not 4 yards a carry, 4 yards per play. Ravens won the first game 41-17. They're going to win the second game 40-20. I'm going to lay it here in Baltimore.
All right, Steelers, Bengals. Steelers looking for revenge. The Bengals' defense atrocious. The Steelers' defense, it depends what Sunday they're playing, and it might be atrocious too. Steelers given 5.5 at Acrisure.
Yeah, Joe Flacco looks like he'll probably play through a sprained AC joint here, making him more fragile than your average 40-year-old quarterback. And I don't see lightning striking twice like it did in that first game. So I think the Steelers will make adjustments here. Pittsburgh's defense is powered by sacks, and only one team has done a better job here getting to the quarterback. Aaron Rodgers should be motivated here after last week's horrific performance. Since he just can't get sacks. I mean, Trey Hendrickson looks like a no-go here. Shamar Stewart, first-round pick, probably not playing again, doubtful. He hadn't had a sack in last 10 games. I think Pittsburgh bounces back here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Steelers, 31-17.
All right, Lee, give us your game of the week.
Game of the week is going to be Chiefs and Broncos. I mean, how good is this NFL slate? I mean, on top of this game, also got the Eagles and Detroit. Got the Rams in Seattle loaded, but you want to get Chiefs and Broncos, I'll give you the game for free. Call 800-400-9741 to get Chiefs and Broncos on me. And NFL, we've been rolling here. Lee's NFL Sunday golden ticket. 5 selections every single Sunday for 4 weeks. $197, that's it. We're on a 31-9 run in the NFL. It's like averaging 4-1. Every single week for 8 straight weeks. So you want to hop on board Lee's NFL Sunday golden ticket, $197 for the month. Also, huge UFC card from Madison Square Garden. Have a rare 50-unit max wager there. 6 selections, $55. And also check out all the videos. I mean, there's a lot of huge games going on around the country. Games like USC, Iowa, Alabama, Oklahoma, Georgia, Texas. Check out all the videos on my website, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you are the man. We love you. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Good luck, guys. See ya.
See ya.
Thanks, Lee.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com.
As both of our teams losing.
And not in all that close of games.
Yeah, not even getting, not even covering. Yeah, actually. Hmm. Wow. Well, we'll see.
John Gruden, he picked the Pitt Panthers to win.
He sure did. He'll be there on the sidelines. I will definitely go talk to him.
Are you going to say, hey, I'm the guy that talked to you on the radio?
Absolutely.
And then you guys are going to talk in code,
yes.
Like old plays back in the day?
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm a former tight end.
Spider 2Y banana.
Yep.
That kind of deal?
H-angle drag.
Oh, a little H-angle drag.
Yeah, you got the shallow route. You got the basic cross. You have the post on the backside. And you got the comeback on the other side. It's nice.
You guys were just... I was barely even here for that portion of the interview yesterday.
I thought you did very well.
Thank you.
By staying out of the way.
Yeah.
Harry, you know football.
Different football.
You know those terms, though. You could kind of piece it together.
Yeah, sure.
Pickled wide banana on two.
You smell like feet, man.
Feet?
No. He smells like sour cream and
onion
chips.
Did you look at You looked
and Campbell's soup.
You looked at the clock and thought, how am I going to fill time here?
You smell like a pig in a blanket.
You looked at the clock and said, oh, how am I going to fill the timer? Let's make fun of Kel.
Not like the Polish dish, but you smell like a literal pig wrapped up in a blanket.
This is what you want to fill the time with?
For at least
wait,
the
so
night.
Not only didn't you shower, and right. Not only didn't you change clothes, you slept on your mattress smelling like that.
Mm-hmm. So the mattress without a sheet.
No, I showered.
Right on the mattress.
You showered? Yeah.
It's just the clothes.
There's no way. I could tell by your hair you didn't shower.
What do you know? I showered last night.
I know what a greasy head looks like.
Crowley. Bah. No, I showered last night. I did.
We buying that?
No.
Forget the deodorant today?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
I usually do that in the morning, but this morning I was like, you know what? I'm running late. Every morning, that's kind of what happens, though. But sometimes I remember the deodorant, sometimes I don't. My bad.
Texter writes in, is McAfee calling in? We'll see. We will see. We've been told he's going to make an effort, and I want to be clear on this. If he doesn't, it's not, you know, we're not going to take it personally.
No.
Because he's got a ton of crap going on.
Hey, he's got a show today.
If he would even make 2 minutes for us, we would be elated by that.
Yes.
We have Tyler Palko. He of the great 2004 Pitt Notre Dame Classic at 9:35. Up next, we got what John Gruden had to say about this college football game coming up tomorrow. We have not given our predictions, I don't think. We've given feelings. I don't think we've given our full-on prediction for Pitt Notre Dame.
Nope.
We will do that coming up next. You want to weigh in, you can at 412-928-9370. That's the text line brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I picked Pitt to win the game. I just have a feeling Aaron Donald's coming back. We're going to retire his jersey at halftime. We're getting some guys healthy. I mean, you know, getting getting Biles back is big. I'm hoping Reed, our running back, plays. I think we got a chance to get these guys back. Aaron Donald's going to be there. It's the 50th anniversary, for crying out loud, of Tony Dorsett ripping Notre Dame with 300 yards rushing. That was November 15th, 1975. Don't you know that, men?
Oh, yeah.
He's
going to win this game. It's going to be a high-scoring, unbelievable game between two of the best freshmen go head-to-head I've seen in a while in college football.
John Gruden's got the Panthers. How you feeling, Pitt fans? Give us a ring, 412-928-9370. A little bit of time to talk to you before we hear from Pitt great Tyler Palko at the bottom of the hour. You can join us not just on the phone lines, but also on Monday night at the Drum Bar for a toast to the fan. That's the 17th. We're going to celebrate winning the Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. This incredible honor would not have been possible without you. So come hang out with us. Celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Talk Radio. We can't wait to see you there. I'm burying the lead. The fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink.
Hmm.
And I think Pomp said yesterday, get the espresso martini or something.
He did say
whatever kind of martini drink he likes, because they're expensive.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good play. That's why at weddings, you go for the expensive stuff,
mm-hmm.
The top shelf liquor.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Will Pitt fans be reaching for the top shelf liquor celebrating a victory?
Man, I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be close. I don't see it being like it was 2 years ago in Notre Dame.
No.
Some of these games do tend to be close. Some of them do tend to be blowouts. But I think this year, with what Notre Dame has, like I'm impressed by Jeremiah Love. Everywhere else, I'm like, okay, like they're a good football team. Not overly impressed, but I think this is a statement game, clearly, for the Pitt Panthers and a lot of their players. And a lot of their players being starters on the team last year and knowing how they finished last year. Some of those players are regarded as some of the best players around the country. These are games that you have to step up in and complete the game. So I like Pitt's playmakers. It is going to come down to the wire. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored, but I think at the end of the day, yeah, I think Pitt.
Wow.
Pitt fans are going to be very, very excited. Very, very excited. And the future will kind of clear up a little bit, the future of this season and the future of the program, really. Because this is a very, very big statement for many reasons, not just a football game, for Pitt Athletics.
Obviously, everything's out ahead of Pitt. They have a chance to win the conference, go to the college football playoff. If Pitt wins two out of the three games, doesn't win the conference, doesn't make the playoff, I still think it's a successful season. I think that's inarguable. You're 9-3, bouncing back after last year, and you've got the future at the helm at the quarterback position. So I think I wouldn't be looking at it like this, and players aren't going to be looking at it like this, and fans probably don't even want to hear this right now because of the big game this weekend, but I'm almost looking at this as found money.
Same here. Like, I was just thinking, and this is what I'm going to ask Tyler, too. I've known Tyler forever, but, what are you thinking as a player heading into this game? Like, are you like, wow, like, we're playing Notre Dame, they're ranked, they're top 10 team, we have all of our sights in front of us, and I was thinking like how I would feel. I'd be like, you know what? This is just another damn game that we got to play and we got to produce. It's just another game.
And big time guys got to go be big time guys.
It's just another game, man. It's another game that's on the schedule that you got to win. If you want to get to an ACC championship game, if you want to get to a playoff berth, that's what you set out for. Every single team in college football, Division I college football, sets out to be like, we want to make it to the playoffs or we want to win our conference. Even if it's
except for Notre Dame, they don't have conference.
Right. And even if it's so far-fetched that it would never happen, that's still your thought process.
Day one of camp.
And you never know. Like, it's such blind faith that you have throughout a football season, and especially in training camp before a season, that you have no idea how it's going to shake out. And then whenever you're in a position that the Pitt Panthers are in, and you look around a little bit, you kind of glance. You don't want to have wide eyes because then you start to get distracted. But you kind of squint and you look around. You're like, this is where we thought we could be. This is what we prepared for. We're actually in the thick of it. We actually have a chance. Let's go take care of business, right? Like, everybody talks about it in the beginning of the season, but it's not realistic for many teams. I just looked at a graph. I forget who posted it. And it said that the college football teams that still are alive for the playoffs. And I see the Pitt script, and I'm like, wow, like, that is real.
That's goal one, right?
Out of what? How many teams? Probably 20 teams were on that list, maybe. Out of all college football. You're one of them. That's where you prepared to be. Now you have to go out and finish it.
It's funny how you got here, right?
It is, but that's football.
It is. Well, you're
here now and take care of it.
We talked prior to the start of the season. You had the Pitt kickoff luncheon, and you thought people were sleeping on Pitt and where they were picked in the ACC poll. They believe they could win the conference because they'd have a great offense with guys like Desmond Reed, and then you got the great defense with those linebackers, and Narduzzi's defenses always generally play well. Who knew that they'd have a great offense and it would be Mason Heinchel at the helm? And that Desmond Reed would not have made the impact that you'd think, and not through any fault of his own, but just because of the injuries. Oh, yeah, and by the way, those linebackers have been hurt. All the linebackers were hurt, and they've won five games in a row.
And how many freshmen and young players have stepped up in that time?
That's why I'm saying this is a success. Like, you don't want to stumble down the stretch, like be 1-2, 0-3, something right. like that. But you win two of the three, whatever combination of the two out of three, if you finish 9-3 with all that young talent presumably coming back, you're going to be in the top 25 to start the season next year. Mason Heinchel's going to get like a Heisman Trophy website. Like, that's what's on the line. So it's not just college football playoff, ACC championship, and that should be the primary focus today. It's...
You're building something.
You're building something.
You really have. And it is an exciting time for fans. It is an exciting time for former players, for both sides, honestly, for Notre Dame fans and Notre Dame supporters. But, you know, Pitt, like I said, like every team, they plan for this. They plan to be in the thick of things, and it's just not realistic. But it is realistic for Pitt. So go make it real.
They're alive in November.
Go make it real.
Yeah.
Go do it.
I don't know what to make of Notre Dame either, man.
I don't either. I don't care, honestly. And all joking aside, I don't care about Notre Dame. We are here. You're coming to us. You're coming to play Pitt. We aren't playing Notre Dame. You're playing Pitt. Make it about that. Make it about yourself. And you have everything out in front of you. Go take care of business. Finish it off this season.
I'm a little scared of you now. Can I talk about Pitt and Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to make of them.
Because, you know, like... At the end of the day, here I go again.
Go ahead.
I mean, I'm just, you know, at there comes a point, whether you're a former player or you're a current player, where enough with the talk. Let's go play. And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, you know, game day, all this stuff is great. But let's play. I want to play the game and go out there and take care of business. There's not as much talk about the actual game. Obviously, Gruden does a great job and you know, demonstrated that. And he talked about the game and the players and what could happen. There's a lot more hoopla going around about outside of the game. I'm about the game. I'm about the players. I'm about who's going to take control. Who's going to score first? Who's going to set the tone? I'm ready. I'm ready to get this game kicked off and to see where Pitt stacks up and if they can take advantage of this opportunity.
Now, I'm not sure what to make of Notre Dame. Texter, Doran got me ready to go through a wall here at work. Fired up. Texture, I'm a Penn State fan, but Jesus, Doran has me fired up.
Opportunity, man. That's all you can ask for in sports. And as an athlete, it's an opportunity, and you get one Saturday on the biggest stage. But at the same time, it's just another football game that you have to win.
I'm not really sure what to make of Notre Dame. They're good. I don't know that they're not last year's vintage.
No.
Like, this isn't a team that I expect to go play for the national championship again. And so you've got the brand, and you've got a really good team, a top 10 team, a team that is currently in the playoff field, and if they win out, they're absolutely in. It's a great opportunity for Pitt. It's a great opportunity for Pitt. And I think Pitt is, for the first time in a long time, like since the brawl, fully armed and operational battle station.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, you didn't have Heinchel. It was Eli Holstein. And he's a good quarterback too, by the way.
Yeah.
But Heinchel's different.
He fits this offense way better.
And you got Biles coming back. You got Desmond Reed probably going to be healthy for the first time. So when Gruden's talking about Tony Dorsett, listen, we expected great things out of Reed this year. When he's been on the field and healthy, he does great things. This could be his game, too. Like, that's the thing for him. Like, you talk about big-time players making big-time plays and big-time moments.
Yeah.
Like, you go out there, you put up 150 yards or 200. Exactly.
Never be forgotten.
And, I mean, I'm sure he's thinking about the next level, stuff like that. Mike Tomlin would use him as a third down back and nothing more. I think a guy like him, this is your chance. Damn, this season hasn't gone the way I thought. I got Notre Dame coming to me? for us to potentially make the playoff. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge punt the ball to me at my own at your own risk.
Huge chips on their shoulders, and I've said this multiple times too. You know, whether you know Desmond Reed obviously has to be Desmond Reed, and he will be. But the fact that whenever Desmond Reed, Kyle Lewis, and Rasheem Bowers were out, they had guys step up. And now you're in a situation where those guys that have stepped up and not just flash, but, you know, you could almost pencil them in as starters. The Cam Lindsays of the world.
Right.
The Sean Lees of the world. The Jakarian Turners. The Jules Goff. They still can play, too.
Right.
Now you got multiple people that can go in there and take care of business, that are young, that are hungry.
It winds up being a net positive for the team that those guys are out because they won in the in the process.
And you won for the personnel reasons, too, for the future.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want those guys to be out because you care about them and you don't want them to have to miss time and they work so hard to be on the field. But for the team that you win without them, that's how you build real depth.
Yes.
Texter, quick, someone get Doran a helmet. Is he ready to play? He'd play.
Absolutely.
Texter, spoken like a true competitor. Love Doran Crowley. Take notes, you little twerp. What the frick? Why? Why am I catching strays here? Oh, Harry's never run faster than the microphone. We don't want you to sweat, Harry. You smell like cheese balls.
You're flat. What are you flustered about today,
Crowley? Actually,
Doran said that to make it, you know, a successful game, make it about yourself. I'm surprised you never became a professional athlete then. You make everything about yourself.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Coming up next, Tyler Palko. He threw 5 touchdowns against Notre Dame and then said the F word. And I'm not sure what Notre Dame fans like less, but they had to deal with both those things. Tyler Palko, when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, baby, big game. Tomorrow, noon, coverage begins at 9 a.m. right here on The Fan. Actually, 8. with the Panther Insider Show with Pathew Bostic. And we are joined now, not by Pat Bostic, but by a beloved Pitt quarterback who goes by the name of Tyler Palko. You and Tyler go back way, way, way long. Tyler, thank you for joining us today, man. How you doing?
Fantastic. It's good to be back in the Berg.
All right, Tyler. You throw five touchdowns against Notre Dame in 2004. Take us through the mindset that you had going into that game, and did you envision it going the way that it wound up going?
Yeah, I drew it up just like that. No, I think, you know, anytime you have a rivalry game like this between, you know, two historical schools, you know, that week was a bunch of, you know, just a bunch of media. It was a circus, right? I mean, they wanted to know what was going on and, you know, with the rivalry. And it was just exciting for us to just, you know, get on the road, get to South Bend and play a rival. We needed that game. So it was really kind of like, hey, let's just get on the field and play. But, you know, it definitely didn't set out to throw five touchdowns, just went out to kick their butt and get a win and keep the momentum going.
Now, Tyler, I know how your mindset was, you know, almost every single day and especially on game days. And you're one of the most fierce competitors I've ever been around in my life. But if you're Mason Heinschel and say it is today, right now, and you know you're embarking on this big matchup at home against Notre Dame, what is your mindset like the day before a game, like tonight, after you watch some film and you kind of lay down? What are you thinking about? What are the emotions that are going through your body the day before a game?
Well, I mean, if you're a competitor and you know this, Doran, I mean, you just want to get to game day. But I mean, I think as a quarterback and especially as a young quarterback, I would tell them that you know, well, obviously it's Friday now, but you know, hopefully you put all the work in, you've exhausted all of that time, the film work, the weight room, the motivation, all that stuff. And really tonight you want to just lay your head on your pillow at night and get some rest and cut it loose on Saturday. I mean, the worst thing you can do in a game like this is to be worried about making mistakes or worried about how big the game is. So you put your work in during the week and shit on Saturday or Sunday or whenever you play, wherever it's at, you just go out and cut it loose. Going to make mistakes.
Oh man.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So we have, this is amazing. So we have Tyler Palko on to talk about a myriad of different things, but about the performance in 04, where after the game he had to get bleeped by NBC for swearing, and he comes on here and swears. That's just tremendous. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
I asked him, I'm like, did you say that word? Did I hear that right? He's like, yeah, probably. I'm like, all right, just hang on for a couple minutes. He sighed. He's like, oh, all right.
I did it. Oh, shoot. I did it again. Oh, that's too good, man. That's way too good.
Well, we all looked at each other. I'm like, did I just hear what I thought?
Right. Oh, yeah. Man, Tyler. Tyler.
About 30 seconds we could have.
Oh, great.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wait, did you catch it or did everybody?
I caught it, and okay. Then he and I looked at each other and I'm like, yeah, I got it. Okay, I'll get rid of it.
Okay. Okay.
We're safe.
That's a special treat there for the YouTube. Yes. The YouTube folks, those watching on X, I believe, were able to hear that.
Yeah.
Which is good. And I think we should probably post this video later because it's very funny to me.
It's very funny.
Maybe juxtaposed with the Notre Dame post game from 2004.
It's so on par. I thought you were going to let it go. Let it ride.
No, because then Harry gets fired. They won't do anything to us.
That's true. Oh,
we care about Harry, even though he smells like the undercarriage of a goat.
Enough!
We good with Palko?
Three, two, go.
All right, Tyler Palko, back with us. Tyler, this is the second time this has happened now. I mean, you did it after the Notre Dame game. Did you black out after that game where you threw five touchdowns? Like, did you know what was even coming out of your mouth?
Of course. I just, you know, you asked me a question. I tried to answer it honestly. But I mean, look, it was an exciting game. Sorry for getting you guys in trouble again. You didn't have me sign a waiver. I couldn't say anything like that, so I apologize. I'm from Pittsburgh. What do you want me to tell you? I'm sorry.
Hey, sometimes it slips out. Hey, listen, Tyler, that's on par. That's good stuff, though. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Tyler, so this game tomorrow, what are you expecting? And just a big opportunity, clearly, for our Pitt Panthers with College Game Day, you know, coming to town. Pat McAfee and the boys, they'll be here. Aaron Donald's jersey is being retired. Literally to the day, Tony Dorsett rushed for over 300 yards 50 years ago against Notre Dame. But what is it for the team? Like, do you think that they'll be able to take care of business?
I mean, I hope so. You know, all that stuff is nice. I mean, look, I think what we talked about in 2004 was it's so much hype, just like, you know, obviously not as much as game day, but so much hype leading up to it. It's fun and exciting. It helps you get, you know, fired up for the game. But look, whenever they kick that off, I mean, no one really cares, right? It doesn't matter who's here, what stats happened 30 years ago. I mean, whoever scores more points than the other team ends up winning. So you just kind of try to keep the main thing on that and just go out and play your butt off.
Tyler Palko joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Much has been made about Pat Narduzzi's comments this week. They've gone viral nationally. And our kind of working theory is that he's just trying to keep his team loose and free. And that's what you were just talking about. You kind of block out the outside noise. You want your guys to play free and carefree and go out there and take care of business. Do you think that could be part of the mindset of Narduzzi for his team coming in, and maybe that's why he said what he said?
I'm not in the business of knowing what's going on in his brain or his mind. I love Coach. He's the coach of the Pitt Panthers. However, I can't comment on that. I would not say something like that, but Coach has a plan and hopefully we'll be able to execute it, but it doesn't matter. I mean, like that, again, that all that stuff has no bearing on what happens on Saturday on the field. It literally has no bearing at all. So,
Tyler, I know you have a lot of respect, clearly, for the game of football. You have a lot of respect for teams at every single level. But did you, while you're playing, or even right now, hate Notre Dame, hate Penn State, hate West Virginia? Like, do you have a distaste for either of those teams, some of those teams?
No, I mean, look, football is a wonderful game. It's given me everything that I've been able to have and have the experience to partake in. But you know, that stuff is fun. You know, the rivalry games, it's great. You know, but like hate, I mean, nah. I mean, you go out, you compete. They happen to be a rivalry. It's a rivalry game. But look, that all that stuff stops. You know, when the game's over, I never really bought into any of that stuff, whether we were playing, you know, Montour, Notre Dame, or, you know, Boston College. I mean, you go out, you compete as hard as you possibly can. I didn't like them during the time, but I didn't like anybody they played with, you know, played against. But no, I never really bought into any of that stuff. It's fun. It makes the games great. You know, it makes the game day experience fantastic, but end of the day, I just didn't have enough. Maybe I wasn't smart enough to worry about any of that stuff.
Only three guys in the history of the Big East Conference threw more touchdown passes than you, Tyler. And you had a long storied career here at Pitt. Was that Notre Dame game? Was that your number one moment? Or I mean, I'm sure you loved all of them, but was there another moment that really stood out above the rest?
No, I mean, the wins are great, you know, but I think if you talk to any competitor, the most memorable games, unfortunately, because we're these tortured souls, are the ones you didn't win. But it's always great to, you know, to win that rivalry game, you know, the West Virginia rivalry game we won. But, you know, the losses stick with you more than the wins. And that's just the tortured soul that apparently happens when you grow up in a coaching household. But, yeah, it was a wonderful experience. And, you know, it's 2025 and we're still talking about it. So, you know, that makes you feel good a little bit.
Tyler, what are your thoughts on the state of college football with transfer portal, NIL? I never really got the chance to talk to you about that yet, and I know we're focusing on Notre Dame Pitt, but what are your thoughts of where college football is at right now?
Well, I mean, I'm just upset that you and I didn't experience the big bank accounts. I mean, you know, we had to scrounge like a couple nickels up to go grab, you know, some soda pop and wings at the, you know, at Peter's Pub. But that was I mean, it's great. I'm glad the kids are getting paid. There's obviously things that, you know, there are negatives that come into it that affect, you know, the team, the structure, all that stuff. And I think they need to get their hands wrapped around that. but I think college football's in a great spot. I mean, I think they just need to get a little bit more organization. So, you know, you're not, you know, throwing away millions of dollars for an 18-year-old that didn't pan out at the right time. But it's great. I mean, it's never been more popular. As you can see with, you know, game day and all the stuff that's going on. But I do think that the development and the transfer portal of like leaving because things didn't work out, I think that's way too prevalent. I think you're starting to see some of it in society of like, oh, well, I'm going to go play somewhere else. It didn't work out, you know, but, you know, that's being a little bit critical, but I mean, it's a great spot.
Tyler, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate it. Thanks to your dad for winning Mount Lebanon a state championship in football, by the way. And hopefully we chat here soon.
Yeah, it'd be great. Sorry, boys. Get you guys in trouble, man. I'm always good for one of those.
You're good. I'll see you tomorrow.
It was perfect. Thank you, Tyler.
Thanks, Ty.
All right, dude. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
That's outstanding.
Oh, man. On par.
I love the explanation, too. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. From Pittsburgh. This is what it is.
I meant, like, did he black out after the Notre Dame game? Like, he's on national TV, throws 5 touchdown passes. He's just like, bleep, bleep, bleep.
I mean, the funny thing is, like, I've heard, obviously, way worse
from
Tyler, but way worse from his dad. So that didn't shock me at the time. And that was kind of PG, in my opinion, from growing up around him and his dad. So
couldn't have been funnier.
Yeah.
We got one last shot of Pat McAfee coming up next. We've also got Sunday's game ball, Saturday's game ball on a Friday. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I love that we had Tyler Palko on to talk, in part at least, about that moment against Notre Dame where he dropped the F-bomb on NBC. And then we had to dub him because he swore.
Yep. Perfect.
And he said, I'm from Pittsburgh. That was his reasoning. I'm from Pittsburgh. That dude is Pittsburgh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I just rewatched that moment, and they're so super serious because it's Notre Dame and everyone's all prim and proper. We'd like to apologize for the language there from Tyler Palko in the heat of the moment, but I would imagine that guy, I mean, as a leader,
oh, gosh.
Up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Number one for me.
Yeah.
I mean, been around him since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Never seen anybody. Best high school football player I've ever seen in my life.
Stud.
Better.
Where'd he go to school?
Better safety than quarterback, and he was one of the best quarterbacks coming out of high school.
I remember going to a Boston College game with my dad back in the day, and he unloaded on that BC player on the sideline and just stood over him. Like, damn, I could see the safety play being pretty good from that guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you've got Pitt winning a squeaker, yeah?
Yes.
Against Notre Dame. I don't know what to make of Notre Dame, Doran. I got Pitt winning a squeaker against Notre Dame.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
What's the score?
28-24. I think Desmond Reed has not quite the Tony Dorsett game, but I think he has a game that you guys will be talking about, Pitt fans will be talking about for the rest of their Pitt-loving lives.
Mm-hmm.
I think the moment's made for him.
Yep.
And, you know, Heinschel is ready for the moment, but this is the kind of game you count on your other guys around you. I mean, he is a freshman. Mistakes are going to happen. This is it for Dez. And I think he's going to put on a show. I think Pitt gets it done. I think it's probably going to be a miserable experience for all involved because it's going to be so tight and everyone's going to be so nervous. But, yeah, I think Pitt's going to get it done.
I do, too. I do, too. I have a good feeling. It's too early for me to have a great feeling, but I have a good feeling right now, and I think it's going to be the same exact score of the Steeler game, 37-34.
Really?
Uh-huh.
30, man, they put up 37 on Notre Dame.
They can score.
As if Heinschel's not going to have the Heisman hype around him next season. Imagine he put up 37 on Notre Dame. If he puts up 37 on Notre Dame, does he, I think for old time's sake, need to drop an F-bomb, right?
Maybe.
They're different. They're different. Palko's like fire and brimstone, and this kid's just so polished in a different way.
Yes.
And I think both of those avenues are appropriate avenues for leadership, but they are cut from different cloths.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you have the Steelers winning. I do too, 48-35. I think Jaylen Warren's going to have a huge game. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a huge game. And I think that finally they will pick off Flacco at least one time. I can't wait for Monday, dude. Like, I don't want to wish the life away. Like, I can't wait to watch all these games. I can't wait to talk about all this on Monday.
Right.
Jacked up! That's jacked right. up, Harry! Let's go! We're going to send everyone into the weekend, as we will do every Friday from here on out, with Harry Callis' weekly wrap-up. But first, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Tomorrow going to be rainy. High of 60, low of 42, 70% chance of rain. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Harry Callis is back. The Steelers are looking pretty bad. Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Tomlin's answering questions with questions.
How would you?
I don't know. I think we'd all want the coach's view. Guess it's quite a flex when your feelings are so complex. No time for inferior questions.
Next.
The Steelers are actively going from first to worst.
The Steelers plus 270 to win the AFC North.
The Baltimore Ravens have found themselves a burst. Oh, well, guess it's time to get the Steelers a hearse. Tomlin's answering questions with questions.
How would you?
I don't know. I think we'd all want the coach's view. Guess it's quite a flex when your feelings are so complex. No time for inferior questions.
Next.
Is Rogers retirement bound where time with his wife could be found? Oh, wait.
What if he doesn't want her around? What if she doesn't want to be around?
Will there be a point to make a transition? Tomlin said.
I have no reservations about his ability to play the position.
Tomlin's answering questions with questions.
How would you?
I don't know. I think we'd all want the coach's view. Guess it's quite a flex when your feelings are so complex. No time for inferior questions.
Next.
Doran said,
there's a high expectation from Tomlin to Rogers.
What can you do when Joe Flacco's your father? Don't forget the Bengals are still in the race. Will the Steelers keep pace, save face, begin the chase? Tomlin's answering questions with questions.
How would you?
I don't know. I think we'd all want the coach's view. Guess it's quite a flex when your feelings are so complex. No time for inferior questions.
Next.
You say you're not going to chalk it up to an off night, but no long-term concerns. Is that because of Jesse Minter? Is there something else?
I'm just not going to allow your words to be my words. That's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.